Pretty good.
Yeah, definitely coming off an injury last season, just getting back to my old self and playing hard and being relentless.
What is your old self?
Just being a dominant, being a dominant player, and being a dog.
Is your goal this year, I mean, as Larry Johnson said when you were talking to him the other day, you know, the goal for all you guys is to somehow or another stay healthy,
yeah,
stay fresh, right? I mean, how do you intentionally stay healthy? You know what I mean? What have you told yourself about that?
Well, first off, yeah, availability is the best ability. So, you know what I'm saying? You can't get on the field. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. But just really just taking care of your body, doing like handling your routine, your pre-practice and all that, stretching, like getting in a cryo tank and all that, just doing those things and just helping your body and getting out of a hard practice like today.
That you just did?
Yeah.
Jim Knowles and other people have told you, you know, often kind of spark
plug. Right.
As you're now an upperclassman, have you embraced more of a vocal leadership role of really being that sort of player?
Yeah, definitely just getting out of my shell this year. You know, last year I wasn't as talkative, you know what I'm saying, but this year I'm just really just trying to cheer my teammates on more and just bring that juice to practice and get everybody going because they feed off of it. And it's a positive outlook for everybody. It's been getting great, you know what I'm saying? Just really just working with Tyleek and all that, and he's been doing well, and everybody else has just been great. Seeing him just be relentless to the ball, running to the ball, everybody, Taiwan, who else? I say Hero a little bit after three, so everybody is doing great.
When you talk about bringing that juice, you know, my mind kind of goes back to even the Notre Dame game last year. You know, the first breakout game, you were, you know, throwing your helmet up after big plays, and, you know, your expression on the field is one of the most boisterous on the team, I guess, for lack of a better term. Has that always been something that's come natural to you, you know, really making, you know, bringing that
energy up? I definitely understand what you're saying. It's just the passion of the game is like, you know what I'm saying, you got to find a bigger purpose, and you know what I'm saying, when you have that bigger purpose, it just allows me to play harder than anybody else, and can't nobody come in between that.
What's coming Saturday?
It is a little bit hard, but you can't worry about that, you know what I'm saying? First, we got to worry about ourselves and getting ourselves right, you know what I'm saying? Putting in the work and all that time on Tuesday practice, you know, it's Bloody Tuesday, so you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to go hard that day, and then you just got to focus on yourself. Can't really worry about too much about the opponent.
What's coming Saturday for this, from this defense? Lathan Ransom was talking about how you'll clearly have a chip on your shoulder based on a lot of the chit-chat that was going on after the season was over and the big plays, et cetera. What do you sense about this defense? What's it going
to... No, we definitely the most relentless defense, and we get to the ball every time.
How do you know that?
Oh, I know for sure.
Yeah. when did you sense, I guess, something? Not necessarily, because y'all were trying to do that.
Right? In the off season, yeah. And mad drills and all that, taking it serious, you know what I'm saying, holding our guys accountable, you know. Just really not letting things fly that we used to let fly before, you know what I'm saying. I could tell in this group that, like, from the first day of off season, like, we took things serious and we handled business. Definitely his ability to pass rush, like a player his size and be able to bend and move like that, it's just crazy. And he's not like a slow kid. Like he can move.
Yeah.
I'm not really too worried about their defense. Just focusing on our guys and getting our guys ready for Saturday. He's pretty good. I think he recruited me at Duke a little bit, so that was pretty good. Just build a little relationship with him.
Like Jim Knowles was saying, don't sleep on Jaden McKenzie. What does that mean to you?
Jaden McKenzie, that's my dog. No matter what, like, it don't matter. Like, he's always running to the ball. It doesn't matter if he mess up or anything. He's just the most relentless guy, always running to the ball, no matter what, 4-6 A to B.
You feel like this entire defensive tackle group offers different things? Like, each guy is different in their own way? Or?
Yeah, I feel like that's what everybody's defensive line core. Everybody brings a different flavor to the game. So, you got to definitely bring that out in the games.
Can you express, your excitement, your anticipation of the season opener?
Nah,
player, based on the way last year ended, but y'all still didn't come from a playoff last year. You lose by What is the excitement? What does it feel like for you as a player?
I mean, just to see how close we got last year is just you got to feed off that fire. Like, we made it so far, you know what I'm saying? Why throw the towel in, you know, get discouraged? You know what I'm saying? We should just use that as fuel to the fire and just try to be the best that we can this year and win the whole thing.
Yeah, and when I asked you all ago about the chip on the shoulder for the defense, y'all realize there are a lot of people watching this defense this year to see if it has made that.
That's what we want. Right? That's what we want.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we want. All the pressure. We need it. Really don't matter where I play as long as I'm playing with my guys, and that's what it's all about.
What physical changes did you make this offseason? It seems like you kind of leaned out.
Yeah, I toned down a little bit. Definitely just losing my body fat. I think I went from like 23 to like 19%, so it's been pretty good. Just helped me run to the ball more and being more, being faster and being more elusive. Yeah, a little bit, but I've been, I just weighed in at 283, so. I'm good. 283.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, back to weight. It was just camp. Y'all just gonna have to see that on Saturday. Oh, yeah, definitely in that Notre Dame game for sure. You can see it clear as day. I was hurting out there, so I was just trying to play through it, and I didn't want to be, you know, selfish and, you know what I'm saying, sit out for my guys. I didn't want to put that on them.
All right, you got one great get-offs on this team. Yeah. Who has really improved there? Because that's a tenet for you guys under Larry Johnson.
I would say just about everybody. I mean,
so one guy's jumped out at you? I mean,
I would say the whole group.
How
freshmen.
Does it feel with Jack Sawyer in that front four now?
It feels great. The most savages out there, the dogs, the real guys. You know what I'm saying? We're really bringing that heat.
Yeah.